Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk live, dial in toll free, and take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. You can actually create the content that you see there at freetalklive.com. Maybe there's some sort of news item or blog post, perhaps a YouTube video, something you want to share with us and our listeners. You just submit it there to the front page of the site. Go to freetalklive.com. You can vote on the things that are already there that have been submitted by other listeners. Vote it up if you like and down if you don't. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Cantwell.
And Mark.
All right, so again, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You may also join us via Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. So if you want to sound even better, send us a contact request on Skype. We'll approve it, and you can call us easily from that point forward. Well, the police, they're still in the news. And apparently, much to the chagrin of some officers, Chris Cantwell has found a story, an editorial piece by apparently a police officer, who is really complaining about how things, they are changing as far as how people respect the police.
Yeah, he seems to be kind of upset that people don't like him. And so today he said he stopped caring today. He had a blog article out there about that.
I want to hear
wonderful
about that.
Wonderful civil servants that just don't care about how they do their job anymore.
Right.
Well, some of these guys are really honest about their opinions online, and I think it's really interesting.
It's got to be very difficult to do this job. You've been doing things the way you've been doing things for the whole time you've been doing them, and now suddenly America appears to hate your ass. And
suddenly?
Well, come on. No, absolutely not. Ian, just because you have had an opinion about law enforcement and abuses of power up to this point does not mean that the rest of the zeitgeist has been behind you.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying that it hasn't been sudden. It's been a long time coming, and police are constantly being presented with people who don't appreciate them.
Sure.
In the middle of their job all day long, they're dealing with people who don't appreciate
them. Those are the bad guys.
Well, to them, they're the bad guys. And now it's starting to expand out beyond just the people who they're trying to arrest.
People are getting annoyed with the police before they become the victims of the police now. And that's, I think that is a more recent phenomenon. But it is, as Ian said, a long time coming.
So I don't disagree with that statement at all. But it has to be really frustrating if you're a law enforcement officer and you feel like you've been doing your job the way you're supposed to do your job for this long. And then suddenly, well, I know how you feel, man, but I'm just saying,
hey, guess what? You can only bash so many heads and arrest so many innocent, peaceful people before somebody's going to start to get upset. And I'm not suggesting that all cops are bad, but
I am.
We don't have any evidence that the good cops are actually out there. I mean, whenever you see the lone story about the good, supposedly good cop, like the cop who, one of the more noteworthy ones was the cop in Florida, South Florida, who arrested another cop. It was a state trooper who arrested a regular cop.
I think it was BSO, Broward Sheriff's Office.
For speeding, going over 100-something miles an hour regularly in the same plot of road, so she was able
100 to 120.
She was able to wait for him on the next night or whatever and caught him doing it again.
On the interstate.
It was after that the police started to harass this woman, who is also a cop, and stalk her and do searches on her within the police systems that, you're not supposed to do unless you actually have a legitimate reason to search somebody's personal information and, basically harass her and try to intimidate her and her family. So, that's the reason why, if there are good cops out there, they're cowering in the shadows.
Well,
they're afraid to death of these cops who aren't afraid to bash someone's head in.
They probably have turned people into internal affairs and that sort of thing and seen nothing happen. Maybe they've done it more than once, and they've just come to the conclusion there's no point in this.
Well, exactly.
But you know, they have other benefits too. I think that you were looking at a piece earlier that they're letting each other off for DUIs. You know, and being able to get away with drunk driving is a nice perk of being a cop, apparently. You know, strangling a man on the streets of New York City in front of a whole bunch of witnesses and a video camera and not getting indicted.
Only if you're a strangler, right? Like, you're a guy who likes strangling folks.
Well, right, but I mean, there are people who like strangling people, and you know, they become police officers because doing that in the private sector is a non-starter.
It's not going to last for very long. That's
yeah.
Sure.
Right. Well, I mean,
it's hard to make a living as a strangler as a private sector person.
Right. I mean, you've asked yourself, if that's what you want to do, if you want to harm people and get away with it, you know, where are you going to look? And
two professions, cops and military.
You know, at some point you would hope that a police officer would get caught that does this behavior. But sadly, we've seen article after article of cops that are accused of something that are let off. And then we find out what their record is. And then they're doing this kind of stuff over and over again.
All right. So I want to get into the story. The title is Today I Stopped Caring by Lieutenant Daniel Furseth of the Wisconsin DeForest Police Department. Let's go to that, but first, your calls. We've got, I believe, Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I wanted to update you on the saga of New Hampshire sort of becoming the cryptocurrency capital of the world.
Excellent. Yes. Okay. Love to hear about that.
There was an article in the Union Leader that I just saw today. I guess it must have come out yesterday. Apparently, the vice president of PC Connection, or the former vice president of PC Connection, which is based in New Hampshire, has started his own company, and he's going to have his own cryptocurrency for the company, which isn't that big a deal by itself. But what's different about this, apparently, is that he is going to, like, he's going to guarantee a $1 minimum value for each of his coins, at least for a while, each of the cryptos that he has, and you can use them to buy things through his site, because he runs Zifter right now, which is sort of like a price comparison. It reminds me of Orbitz, you know, where you go to Orbitz and you don't necessarily wind up with Northwest Airlines every time. You go to Orbitz and it shows you the different prices from the different airlines, right?
True. So what's his website? Gifter?
Zifter works a little bit that way. Yeah.
Okay. Is it like a cryptocurrency based site, or is it just a site where you search for prices on whatever?
No, it was established. I guess it's been around. I got the impression it's been around for a few years. I had not heard of it before. But what his goal is, I guess, and I don't understand everything about how the coin will work, but he's going to give away a bunch of them, and he's going to make it so that you can use them to buy things through his site. And his goal is to try and double worldwide cryptocurrency usage from 10 million, I guess, supposedly 10 million people, up to 20 million people.
And he's going to guarantee a minimum $1 value on the currency. Is that what I understood you said?
That's what it looks like. The Union Leader.
So now we have a cryptocurrency backed by fiat currency. Is that really happening?
But if you think
about
it,
his currency.
If you think about it, as bad as the dollar is, it is actually probably pretty close to being one of the world's most stable currency. It's probably in the top 10 in terms of stability. It goes down.
Oh, I think that people, many of the claims that libertarians level at the dollar are spurious. I think that the dollar today it may not be as stable as I'd like it to be, but it's certainly more stable than the euro right now.
It's easier to measure things in dollars than anything else currently.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. I mean, I don't buy things in. You know, I buy things with Bitcoin, I sell things with Bitcoin, but I figure out the amount of my Bitcoin transaction in dollars. I'll be the first one to admit that.
All right, yeah. So I got to say, I'm not impressed. There's a zillion of these alternative coins out there. They all claim to be great in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, but he's back in his. That's
the important
neat.
Thing here, I think, is that he's on the front page, it looks like the front page of the Union Leader.
I wonder how much you paid for that.
Where it counts, and what the Union Leader article said, quote, market value of the coin. If the market value of the coin is lower than $1 at the time of the transaction, the company will make up the difference through fees it collects from merchants, unquote. So
through fees it collects from merchants.
It sounds like that's something a little bit different from the other 500 altcoins.
Yeah, I mean, this just reminds me of the Overkill Coin, like, YouTube video. I don't know if
you
guys...
I haven't seen this. It sounds funny, though.
Oh, Overkill Coin is hysterical, and then, like, it just... Oh, I can't do it any justice.
Yeah, okay.
It might be... We'll look at it during the break. Maybe it'll be good audio, but the, you know, it's just a bit that there's, like, all these different, you know, coins came out. You know, I thought it was going to stop with Dogecoin, right? Like, how much more of a joke can this become than Dogecoin? But then, like, people were actually talking about Dogecoin and, like, giving me Dogecoin on Twitter, and I'm like, what is this? People are actually trading this for money?
Hang on. 855-453. And, Dave, thank you for your call. More coming up.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday, so these deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com. to find a store near you.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, one police officer is very sad. He is actually so sad, he says he stopped caring. We will share his piece here, and Chris Cantwell brought it in to talk about here tonight. You can, of course, also bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. We've got Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm.
The Liberty Gift of the Season is In Freedom's Cause. It's a CD set of audio theater unlike you've ever heard. This is movie soundtrack quality CD, and soundtrack's not the right term because that's what all the songs are. But imagine you took the audio from a movie and ripped it onto a CD, and you could still follow the story. That's what's going on here in Freedom's Cause. It's the story of William the Bruce and Robert the Bruce, and historically accurate. Now, it has some kids that are tossed into it, some teenagers that are tossed in to sort of make it so that people, young people that are listening, can relate to it in some ways. But it's a historically accurate depiction as opposed to Braveheart. It's as good as Braveheart, but, historically accurate. It's got big name actors and actresses in it. For instance, James Cosmo from Braveheart, Skandar Keynes from Chronicles of Narnia, Billy Boyd from Lord of the Rings, and Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey. I really love her in that. It's In Freedom's Cause, and you can get the Liberty Gift of the Season by using coupon code FTL. You buy the family four-pack. That's four gifts. And get it at half price. It's a great deal. It's infreedomscause.com, coupon code FTL to save 50% off the family four-pack. Infreedomscause.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, so the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. We'll get to the upset cop here in a moment. Dale is with us in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Dale.
Hey. The first thing I'd like to say is I've been listening to y'all since early 2009. So I remember the very first time I heard you use the word or the expression bitcoins. And, like a fool, I let it pass me by. But right now, I think a similar situation exists with marijuana and hemp stocks, because I'm able to buy them through my Fidelity account, and I've been buying the crap out of them, at a penny a piece a share, a nickel a piece. I think that right now they're at the cusp of finding something that they can legitimately market, and it's going to go through the roof.
I don't disagree with you. What you need to really be careful with these penny stocks is that you need to understand that you're going to have nine losers for every winner that you might have. And that's a good number, frankly, because marijuana is going somewhere as far as, a legalized recreational or medical purposes doesn't mean that the stock that you buy is going to go somewhere. Many of those companies are opened up by people who are like, it's legal to have marijuana stocks and sell marijuana. So they open up a business, and they're not a business person, and they don't learn from their mistakes quickly enough, and they land on their butt. But I agree that there's definitely some upside in that.
You hit it big. Didn't you recently go to like a marijuana investors conference or something like that?
I was going to go to a marijuana investment conference, but the guy who was organizing it died a week before the... I'm not kidding you.
Marijuana, not even once.
Not even once.
Wow, I didn't realize that was what happened.
Yeah. And so I
know that there was like, we had said, we were going to go, but then we weren't going to go because something fell through, but you never told me that part of the story.
I know something fell through, like the guy's heartbreak.
Beep. Yeah, sorry.
Jeez.
Yep.
All right. So Dale, it's stocks, you're taking risk. I mean, as long as you realize that, right?
Speculation. I mean, it is speculation. But, when I can buy 1,000 shares at two cent a piece, like $20, it's worth it. It's speculation. And I think there's probably more upside on the hemp side than there is anything, because they already know they can build building materials out of hemp.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much more, It's a much more green item than, say, trees. You can, it's, but I think there's a lot of upside, and I just don't want to. I don't want to get caught like I got caught with my pants down, so to speak, by looking over the Bitcoin.
I'd just like to point out that when it comes to your feeling about getting caught with your pants down about Bitcoin, there may be people who are listening to the discussion we're having about Bitcoin today, where Bitcoin's at around $350 per Bitcoin, who may be saying to themselves, Drat, I missed the boat. Bitcoins are so expensive now. Well, in 5 years, you might be saying, drat, I missed the boat. Bitcoins are so expensive now.
$3,500.
$3,500 or $35,000 or whatever. I mean, now, they could go down, obviously, but you may be feeling sorry if you didn't get any Bitcoin at all. And remember, when you buy Bitcoin, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. So if $350 is like, whoa, that's too much, you can buy $20 worth of Bitcoin. That's not a problem.
Yeah, I went to buy into Bitcoin at $29, and it was like immediately after that the S hit the fan in Cyprus, and that was when Bitcoin first like went over like $200, and I made a mistake in the way I did the transaction, and it got declined, and I ended up missing out on this, and I was like, I just made a boatload of money, and then I was like, all right, well, I'll wait for Bitcoin to come back down under $100.
Never
and here, you know, and then it went up over 1,200, and now it's back down to 350, and I'm trying to get as much of it as I can because I'm like, I don't want to miss that again.
Yeah. So what I'm suggesting is that it is not necessarily too late for Bitcoin. I'm not saying don't do the cannabis investing because, you know, obviously you feel really good about that. But
here's what I'm saying is there's a multimillionaire that I know that is really into Bitcoin, and he has, you know, I was talking to him about just diversifying my portfolio, and he's like, no, you don't want to do it. And he's of the opinion that Bitcoin could conceivably be $10,000 in 2 years. I don't know. These are his claims, more his claims than they are mine, but he's been right enough times in the past that it's like, well, I sort of feel like, oh, I guess I got to stay in. The fear you have of getting in is the fear I would have of getting out.
Yeah. Mm. But, you know, I guess that's why they call it all speculation, you know?
Yeah, hey, it's true.
They call it.
Hey, doing a great job. Thanks again.
Thanks, Dale.
Keep on listening.
Appreciate the call, brother. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us via Skype as well. Skype username lrn.fm. Let's talk to Mac in Washington. Mac, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there. Well, I just wanted to say that when I was a progressive leftist kind of guy, my sort of mantra and the basis for pretty much every government program that I advocated, which was all of them, was people are stupid and people are evil. Mm. And I don't feel that way anymore. And something happened.
But even if you do, it's a terrible reason for a government program, right?
Yeah,
because if
right,
people are stupid and evil, why in the hell would you want stupid, evil people to administer your government program?
Why would you want them to have
you
power? Sure.
It's such an obvious contradiction. Something happened yesterday, and you know, how something will happen, you'll think about this, you'll think about that. Well, I guess I kind of came back around to thinking about how I used to be and why it was stupid to think that.
I want you to tell me more about it, Mac. Hang on. We're going to bring you back for the full story. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I did pull up the Overkill Coin audio. Would like to play that because it's pretty fun. That'll be on the way as well. Plus, the upset cop. He is mad. And we'll come back with that.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Via Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-let sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case-let sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on that site. We give them away to you. Those other talk show hosts, a lot of them charge you for their websites. Go and enjoy ours for free at freetalklive.com.
We were just talking about Bitcoin in the last segment, and Free Talk Live's been involved in the Bitcoin sphere since the very beginning. The head developer of Bitcoin, not at the time, but now, that's what his title is, Gavin Andreessen. He's actually an amplifier. That's somebody who gives us, you know, $5 a month to be part of our little Mouseketeer Club at amp.freetalklive.com. He was an amplifier, and he came up and had lunch with us and told us about Bitcoin. We were skeptical, but we talked about it here, and since then, it has really taken off. As a matter of fact, you know, one of the biggest proponents of Bitcoin, Bitcoin Jesus, he heard about Bitcoin here from Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is, to some extent, Gavin Andreessen has said that it was one of the sparks that lit the fire that is Bitcoin today.
And, a huge compliment.
Yeah, it is. It's a huge compliment, and... completely accurate. You can go see us at the Texas Bitcoin Conference because we're going to be there, and I'm excited about it. It's going to be lots of Bitcoin luminaries. People have taken it much farther than we have.
Now, I was going to say, there's a lot of reasons to go to the Texas Bitcoin Conference. I would say we're a sideshow at best. I mean, there's some really talented Bitcoin knowledgeable people there, and then there's Free Talk Live. And, you know, we know a thing or two about it.
Some people will go to the Texas Bitcoin Conference to see us, and I will welcome them because that's a great reason. It's a fine reason. We'll be there, and we'd love to see you. We were in Texas last year for it. It's March the 28th and 29th. It's the Moody Theater in downtown Austin. It's going to be loaded with the best and brightest Bitcoin speakers. It's going to be a lot of fun. Whether you're knee-deep in Bitcoin or just interested, this is the place to be. March 28th and 29th, Texas Bitcoin Conference. You can get your ticket now and save $25 by using coupon code FTL. When you sign up at TexasBitcoinConference.com. So the normal $150 price discounted to $125. Coupon code FTL for the second annual Bitcoin Conference. I think the most exciting thing that's going to be there is the $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon.
Yeah, I'm excited about it because I liked it last year, but I wasn't a huge fan of the venue. And
I liked it because they had lots of neat cars.
It was a racetrack out in the middle of nowhere. There was, like, nowhere to eat. You had to eat from food trucks that were...
They were good, though.
Yeah, they weren't bad. But being in downtown Austin is going to dramatically increase the amount of things to do with the people from the conference.
Indeed.
So, like, if, you know, you meet people at the conference, you want to go out to dinner, you can go out to dinner without having to drive everywhere because you're going to be right down in the heart of Austin. So TexasBitcoinConference.com. I'm looking forward to it. We'll see you there. Let's bring Mac back on the line here. Mac, you were talking about how you used to be someone who believed that people were bad, that people were evil by nature, and you were sort of reflecting on that. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Right. And, you know, since then, it's been years since I've thought that way, but I've also met conservatives, usually as they call them, neoconservatives. They kind of feel the same way about people being bad. That's why we need government and all this. Mm-hmm. And, well, something happened the other day, and this didn't really, like, ram the point home for me or something like that, but it just kind of made me think about it. And I went to one of those, here we have those coffee stands where the girl is usually pretty much half naked, you know. And you go there and you buy your
coffee. Where is this? Sounds great. There. Yeah, where?
It's the place warmer. This buzz box.
Warmer than New Hampshire, I'll bet you.
Right up in, oh, by the way, I do love that buzz box coffee, but once in a while I like to see a half-naked girl.
Hell yeah. Is this a chain or is it like just a local tiki bar or something like that?
It's a very small chain. I think there's four of them.
What's it called? Give them a plug.
They are called Foxy Lady Latte. And
I love it.
You know, Seattle is where Jimi Hendrix is from, you know, Foxy Lady and all that.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's referring to. Uh-huh. I want to ask you this about BuzzBox coffee real quick, because I drink BuzzBox every day, and I love it, but every once in a while you end up drinking coffee from someplace else, right?
Right,
and do you have this experience, like, blah, I don't know whether, at some point I'm probably going to stop.
Huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's just so much worse than the coffee I get. I went to a networking meeting yesterday morning, and, you know, they had your average decaf coffee, and it was just so horrible.
Right. You know, it's very high grade coffee, and I'm not a coffee snob by any stretch of the imagination or any kind of a connoisseur, but I mean, there is good coffee and not so good coffee and terrible coffee, and this is really high grade stuff. And yeah, there is a discernible difference. You can, you know, when
so it doesn't bother you. Maxwell,
and not too much,
okay.
You know, I really like that BuzzBox. And of course, my wife, she is a coffee snob and she loves the BuzzBox.
Well, anybody can go get a free pound by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. When you do, I just gave three more microloans out through kiva.org, and that's funded through our BuzzBox campaign, coffee.freetalklive.com.
That's right, yeah. And also it makes you feel good that you're actually helping people out, too. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, yeah, all right. So you were at a coffee shop.
Once upon a time, you realized that people were stupid and evil, and now you have lost that wisdom.
Sounds like you agree with him, Chris.
I agree with what his previous premise was, is that people are stupid and evil, but I don't think, you know, people are stupid and evil, so we need a government made up of people who are stupid and evil. So, you know, but go ahead with your thoughts. I'm sorry.
Okay, right. That's no problem. So I come around this coffee. You have to drive around this building, and then you come back out up front, and I do that, and I don't know, off to my right, I guess out of the corner of my eye, I kind of noticed there was a guy doing something, but I'm more interested in seeing a half-naked girl, right? So
yep.
I pull up to the window, and when I get up there, the girl is yelling at this guy, and then I look over, and what he's doing is he's pulling a bunch of crap out of a dumpster and just kind of throwing it on the ground. He's obviously a homeless guy, younger than me, and she's yelling at him. Well, he starts walking towards her with his fist balled, really menacingly, and yelling something back. I didn't hear what he said, but it was obviously threatening. And now, look,
and this is when you realize that people are not stupid and evil.
No. So, I'm kind of getting up there in years. I'm almost 50. I have a lot of health problems, physical ailments. Despite that fact, I open up the car door and I stepped out and started walking towards him, and he immediately turned tail and kind of ran off. Mm-hmm. And what made me think about that, the reason how come this is related to what I started talking about, is because I don't think that that was particularly heroic. I think that anybody would have done it. I think Cantwell would have done it. Mark would have done it. And even Ian, even though he's a twerp, he would have done it too.
Ian would have videotaped him. Probably the smartest among us, by the way, for doing that same behavior. Let me ask you this. Did you get a free cup of coffee out of it?
She gave me an extra stamp on my card, so that the next time I go in, I'll get a free cup of coffee. So
you're telling me a phone number, looking at this website.
You got a fifth of a cup of coffee out of it? These stamps are... Here's 75 cents for putting your life in danger.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, not only that, I tipped her, too, though, so...
There you go.
Anyway, though, I just kind of wanted to
be a pretty girl.
I don't think that I'm unusual. I think that pretty much anybody would have done that. And the reason why is because I think that in general, most people are good. So there's that.
I agree.
So wait, so just to be clear, you were in this drive-thru at the Foxy Lady Latte, and some guy is threatening toward the lady that's operating the drive-thru. You come to her defense, and this reminded you that people are good.
Well, I mean, I just kind of thought about it later on, and I didn't want to come home bragging, hey, guess what I did? But it really, to me, it's not much to brag about, because I honestly think that most people would have done that or something.
Would you have done it if the place was Fat Chick Frappuccino instead of Foxy Lady Latte?
I probably would have, but I just, even with all the physical ailments I have, I wasn't, even if that guy had beat me up, I wasn't going to stand there and let him harm a girl wearing nothing but her underwear.
The fat chick would have at least showed a little gratitude, for God's sake, more than a stamp on your card.
Hey, Mac, thanks for your call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So I think there's some disagreement here in the studio. Campbell, you think people are stupid and evil.
In the majority, yeah.
And Mark, you think people are stupid.
And good.
And good. I think people are generally, not stupid and good.
Have you ever met anybody with 100 IQ? Half of the world is dumber than them.
We'll come back with more in moments here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee.
If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have there for you. In fact, if you want to follow along with Free Talk Live in the old school fashion, you can sign up for our email list. You go to freetalklive.com. You look on the left-hand side of the page. You'll find the little email sign-up box right there. And yeah, during the email, if you receive the emails, you'll receive some weekly digest emails, which will give you a summary of some of the stuff we've talked about and some of the most popular articles as voted and submitted by you to our website. Also, special offers like, you know, giveaways. We sometimes do those via email, and news about the show. That kind of information will come straight to your email box. Just get signed up over on the left-hand side of freetalklive.com. You know, before we continue on or re-pick up the topic of the police, let's dig a little further into this viewpoint, because three of us disagree on something here, Chris.
And you love a disagreement.
You said that, well, you know, that's how ideas get aired. Chris, you said that you think that people are stupid and evil. You think the way our previous caller used to think. I don't think people are stupid or evil. And Mark, you think that people are stupid, but they're good.
Yeah, I think mostly people are driven by incentives, and I think that sadly the incentives have a lot to do in this world by, to not be particularly smart or think for yourself or think outside the box. So, yeah, that's the reason. But I do think that people are incentivized to be good.
So, wait, what you're saying is that that they could be smarter if they were incentivized properly? So it's not that they were born stupid? is what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that they could. Yeah, sure, anybody could take the time not to, I don't know, and ingest a whole bunch of alcohol. That doesn't make you particularly smart. And, you know, there's a lot of alcohol consumed in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, also, if you spent your time studying rather, you know, learning things rather than, I don't know, playing solitaire online, you're going to be smarter, sure. And really, it's like a muscle. You have to work it. Critical thinking is a skill.
Yeah.
And the more you do it, the better you get at it.
Mm. Okay.
Because do you remember the guy who called in? I think it was on Saturday night. He said something to the effect of, if we had more spankings, we wouldn't have such a large prison population.
That's what he said.
And this is either he had never said this out loud or he has no critical thinking skills, right? So there's no other country with a population as large as ours. But there are lots of countries that spank more and countries that spank less. So you should be able to correlate this to something else.
Hmm.
And there's no correlation to prison population and spanking.
No, he's just got an opinion.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, yeah. But it's a stupid opinion.
Based on nothing. Yeah.
You have
it's
enough,
ignorance.
When you,
it's ignorance.
No, when you line up
ignorance.
Enough stupid opinions, you move from the category of, and you're willing to have, first, when you have enough opinions in an area that you don't have a lot of information, that's what ignorance is, then, you know, that's a stupid person. Like, if I don't know much about brain surgery or rocket design, but if I was to run around giving a lot of advice in that arena, that would make me a stupid person. I'm just simply ignorant right now, but when I go talking about it, that's what makes me stupid.
I would go so far as to say that that's when you go into the realm of evil, right? Like, I'm going to gain some satisfaction by spouting off at the mouth about something that I have no concept about. If you were a doctor doing that, right? If you're like, hey, I'm a doctor, come have medical procedures performed on you by me, and I have no idea what I'm doing, and I'm mutilating people, and they're walking out of my office disabled, you know, I'm creating victims, right?
Yes.
Now, if I'm an economist, I get away with this. Right, I could be Paul Krugman and create millions of victims all over the world and destroy untold amounts of wealth and property, and I just get away scot-free. Now, is Paul Krugman just a dummy who doesn't understand economics, or is he a bad guy when he's got all the information available to tell him that his Keynesian economic garbage is causing a lot of damage? Well, I'd say he's really bad. I'd say he's a really evil dude. So, people swallow this stuff whole, and all the information is available to them. I do believe that there's a point where your ignorance becomes an evil in and of itself, that you're purposely and willfully ignorant, and you're creating damage, and you don't want to do anything to stop it. I'd say that makes you a terrible excuse for a human being.
Well, okay, those are interesting viewpoints, and there's strong arguments to be made there. My viewpoint is I try to look at the positive side of people, and I see that, you know, what we have in the world today is a pretty amazing place with some wonderful, you know, technology and things that we can do with our lives. And
were those created by 50% of the population or by a few real standouts?
Well, obviously there are some real innovators who got those things started, but
okay,
they wouldn't have been able to be successful were it not for the people who were working at the lower levels of those companies or whatever.
I want to finish my point,
and that is that there are, you know, a lot of really great things about being in this world, and
yes,
it's the people who make those things possible that generally we have safe lives that are enjoyable, and that's because people are good. They're not around, you know, hurting each other on a regular basis unless they work for the government. And so I think there's a lot of evidence that people are by nature good. Even the people who are, you know, do things that we think are bad in a lot of cases believe they're doing good. Now, they may be wrong and misguided about that, and that's another conversation. And I think that certainly there's intelligence, and some people have different kinds of intelligence.
There's lots of different types.
So, you know, just because you might be book smart doesn't mean you're street smart, that kind of thing. So I think that somebody who is street smart but maybe can't put a sentence together very effectively isn't necessarily stupid. They might be ignorant on sentence structure and could use some education in that area, but they maybe not, you know, haven't needed those things.
What is this street smart's value?
Well, you know, if you
dealing with other stupid people?
I don't know what you mean by that. I mean, there's smart people and not so smart people in the streets.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely true.
Knowing how to deal with people outside of the classroom is
kind
of street smarts.
I think it's very difficult to rate intelligence, and there are different types of intelligence. The simple fact that you have one type of intelligence does not mean that you would not have others, though. Mm-hmm. So I may be great linguistically, but I may be also good in spatial recognition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just because you're one doesn't mean you're not the other. So I'm simply saying the world is driven by the top 10% in a given area. So let's say there's seven or nine areas of intelligence that have been identified. I've heard higher, I've heard lower. It's really difficult to know. If you take the top 10% in those areas, those are the people that are driving innovation, that are driving productivity in that area. What you say about the world, what you like about the world is it's a nice place to live. Agreed. It wasn't created by 90% of the population. It was created by 10%. Or if you were to take 10% in each area, then you round it up. I'm just going to go ahead and say 25% of the population make the world a really great place to live. 75% of the 50% of the population
are
functionaries in the cogs that are really just filling space, and the 25% are a problem. And if you believe that a business should fire 10% least productive people, then you probably, it's not a big step to say that we should cull the 10% least effective humans.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't say anything like that.
I know you wouldn't.
I wouldn't even do that. I don't know how
you would rate it.
I thought I was really cold. But, the thing, though, I would say that, look, we can talk about different types of intelligence, and maybe not everybody who's very high-functioning scores very well on an IQ test or something like that, maybe. But there is a quantifiable, in some way, measurement of cognition, of brain function. Right. And the truth of the matter is that the majority of people don't have nearly the cognition, nearly the brain function that's going on between the three of us sitting at this table. OK, we're the smart ones. Yeah, well, and there's people who are smarter than us. But I mean,
yeah, they certainly are,
you know, but at the same time, like most of the world doesn't measure up to any one of us. OK. And so that is that probably has something to do with nutrition, too.
Nutrition has to do with brain function and that sort of thing. And most when you talk about most of the world, you're talking about a lot of people that don't get good nutrition.
Well, yeah. I mean, one of the things I've been studying with the whole nootropics thing is like something like 85% of the population is choline deficient, right? And choline is like a chemical that your brain uses. Your brain produces acetylcholine. It's the messenger chemical in your brain. And so if you don't have enough of this, then your brain isn't going to be functioning at 100%. So if you're taking nootropics, you're probably going to take a choline supplement with them. So in any case, like, yeah, just right there, like you're talking about nutrition. I mean, you can find choline in eggs, you know, for example, but, most people don't get enough of it. And so choline supplements are very popular with people who are trying to increase their brain function. But for whatever reason, a lot of people, doesn't matter what their nutrition is. You could go and put them in a diet run by, you know, guys who just did nothing but try to make people smarter, and it just wouldn't happen for them because they don't have it, and that's okay, right? We don't need them all to be the top, you know, I don't want them to be. It wouldn't make any sense. You have a society of people that you have a number of people who are very smart, that they are geniuses, that they run the world, that they are leaders, and that they are, industry mavericks or whatever you want to call them. And then you have worker drones, and it makes a lot of sense, and they're there to follow orders.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE if you'd like to comment here. I still think that, you know, the people who are the worker drones doesn't mean they're stupid people.
Yes, it does. It doesn't mean that they're not valuable.
They can do things very effectively, and you have to be smart to fix things, for instance, or put things together, I think.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time.
Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.